You are recording.
No rise. All right, let's go ahead and call the meeting to order. Roll call.
Murphy?
Here.
Pepo?
Here.
Perry? Miller?
Here.
Ping?
Here.
Morin? Stuber?
Here.
All right, let's do the Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We invite you to stay standing for the invocation, if you wish. Heavenly Father, as we come together tonight on the 2nd of January, 2018, Lord, this new year, let it be a good year for Tolono, as we delve into the old issues, as we go into new issues, Father, we just thank you for your wisdom being in this room with each board member and your will being done in the village of Tolono. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, public comments. Is there anybody who wants to speak tonight?
She wants to speak.
All right. Okay, well, we'll move on to engineering.
I don't have anything. Unless you guys have any questions or something. I believe Scott is on his way. He said he was going to be here anyway.
Okay. So I guess we can skip two and three. I think another check was issued for Grunlow. Another certified check. That they personally picked up,
yes.
Correct?
So the current foreman for this police station project,
you know,
picked it up.
To catch up to speed, Grunlow lost the certified check we sent to him.
For pay request for number six.
The one that we just approved
no,
at the last
meeting?
No,
this was the one before that. And since it was a certified check, we had to wait 90 days?
Yes.
Before they could reissue the check.
Stop pay on it.
Right.
Wait 90 days
so they... And then if the 90 days, Busey wasn't quite sure how to deal with the $90,000 check. So it took them a day or two to kind of figure out how to reissue it. And so they got it reissued. All right. I guess we'll move on to Public Works.
The only thing I wanted to go over was trying to get the approval for the water main projects. Then we go through the prices, bid prices again.
And we appropriated for this last year.
This year.
Well, yeah, this year. For this year's budget, which... What's the? I guess yeah. Just go through the prices real quick.
There's two separate lanes. The single project, which is Holden, Linden, Barbara, and Sharon water main looping. We got a price from Farnsworth for $11,500. C2 Engineers $14,365. And then for the three projects combined, which is Holden, Barbara, and Sharon, Corey and Austin, and Reynolds and Elizabeth Street. The three projects for Farnsworth, $30,900, and for C2 Engineers, $29,365. And we have each one of the engineers here, if there's any specific questions that anybody wants to ask on the scene. So, fire away.
What was the 29,000?
C2. 29,365.
365, thank you.
If you guys want to run down what you guys are covering again with those bids?
Sure, we can. I mean, essentially, that's going to cover all the initial topographic survey, boundary survey, the design process, permitting of all three locations for the second one. The first one would be the single location by itself. It would also incorporate the contract documents and bidding services to get to the point of award of recommendation, at which point construction and things of that nature, if you guys needed that further, we would provide estimates for that. At this point, you guys didn't want those. So.
This is Tim Cowan from the CQ Engineers.
Yeah, when they came to visit, I made them trudge around the sewer plant, too.
Quite a talker down there.
Yeah, he was quite a talker.
You want to go through your stuff?
I mean, it should be the same thing. We kind of went back and forth just to make sure.
Right.
You know, because otherwise you guys comparing costs doesn't.
Right. I wanted to make sure this was apples to apples so we would get good prices between the two.
And the looping, the big thing is going to be where the property line is in comparison to the trees. So yeah. Matt talks about, you know, once we do the survey, we can give them a better idea of what the construction cost is going to be, which is going to make a big difference.
Right.
So kind of a couple.
And again, that a lot of that is going to depend on where the boundary falls out there. So if we get into that existing easement, fine. If we can't, push that in the field, which should decrease construction costs hugely. So,
I would kind of like to do all three projects, and that way we can put appropriations in March, April. We do appropriations again to do the other two projects because they're going to be done sooner than later. Here's my 2 cents. Anybody else have anything? Yes, Robert.
Just one note of clarification. So when you said that we appropriated for it, when we were doing the appropriations for the current year that we're in, we appropriated, I believe it was $70,000 for the Holden Loopback project, just the whole project as it would be. That was kind of the ballpark for looping them in. If we do $30,000-ish engineering for three projects, that doesn't leave a whole lot. I don't know what the general ballpark estimate is for the loopbacks, but there could become a bit of a funding issue in this year's appropriations if the loopback project that is desired to be done this fiscal year
is more than $40,000.
Right. So there is that issue as well, or concern.
Anthony, do you remember how much your rough estimate was of the looping project?
It was, when we assumed it would be out in the field, it was a little under 60, I think.
That's with engineering?
That's everything. Or that okay. was construction, I believe.
Okay. It was around 74.
Yeah.
74 with everything. Sounds about
right, too. Right at the ballpark.
Yeah, because yeah, you did one, too, I think, overall,
yeah.
Roughly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not me saying that it can't be done. That's just simply saying the appropriated amount, there can be a discrepancy.
What was the appropriated amount again?
It was $70,000 specifically for that project.
At the last meeting we talked, if you have us design it this year, the permit's good for 2 years. So, you know, and at that point, if you have to re-permit it in 2 years, that wouldn't be that hard to do. It's just, so you don't have to build it this year necessarily.
But it would be nice to get it done before they get crops in the field and we're not dealing with it all next winter when the chlorine's hard to keep up in the systems.
And you're not paying for crop damages at that point. Mm-hmm. First thing, weather breaks. So.
Ideas? Thoughts?
Now's the time to ask.
What was the price difference again?
Depends on which way you want to do that.
On a single project, Farnsworth is $11,500. On a C2 is $14,365.
About $1,500 difference for all three.
But if we do the three projects, then we've already got the
finance.
We've already got everything ready to go. Like I said, it's kind of a shovel-ready project, and then we can just appropriate for the construction cost. So, and again, the more projects you do at one time, the better price you're going to get. So say we did one engineering project this year, and then next year we do another engineering project, and then another engineering project. It's going to cost more in the long run to do that, those three separate projects, as it would to do it all at one time.
Yes, Robert.
Can I make a suggestion? And this is just purely based on financials. Is, as Matt mentioned, the three projects in one, we're getting a better rate over doing just one. If we were to do the engineering for that now, we can't afford that. It's been appropriated for the projects. Then into next fiscal year, plan on the fall when the crops are out. And I know Matt's going to hate me for recommending this, but plan as soon as the crops are out of the field to break ground on the Holden dead ends project. That would be in a new fiscal year. So we're doing the engineering costs, approximately $30,000 out of what we've currently budgeted. Construction costs for this project and maybe a second one are coming out of next fiscal year's budget.
And then again, the engineer estimate might be higher than expected. If it's out in the field, it maybe it's come in lower. I don't know.
So. If we do the engineering for all three projects now, are we able to move over the appropriated balance to the next fiscal year in any way that makes it clean for auditors?
It would basically be an unspent revenue,
right,
which, if you remember, our appropriations is even our revenue projections. So I don't think that we're going to have an outstanding balance.
Okay.
That we would be swinging over. It would be reallocating resources next year to those projects.
Okay.
Instead of other issues that might present themselves.
Okay.
And if we do spread it out like that, we might actually not go negative in our water fund.
Right.
Which would be a good thing.
I know, exactly. If we do all three and go ahead and do the looping project, we will more than likely go a little negative in the water budget and have to transfer over funds like we've done every year for the forever. So.
Depending on what else has happened in my water budget.
And I'm surprised you haven't had any water mains break.
Everybody's freezing.
I know, knock on wood. Our entire office is completely frozen.
It hasn't thawed yet, so that's when you're going to see them.
So, ideas, motion.
Then again, we probably push these back some too, so we're not doing all the engineering right now, and push that back into May, where we don't have, do at least start on that and have the projects kind of staggered a little bit where we have the money in next year's budget for that. So,
I'm game for us getting the engineering done. It's going to have to be done. Might as well get it done now while we have the money for it. And then we can focus on project expenses next fiscal year.
It's
So, Terrence, are you thinking you just want to approve the engineering?
That's all we are approving right now, would be the engineering.
I'm sorry. The all the projects?
Sure.
That's not a question.
Alright. I need a motion one way or the other. Oh, what a clock. Trying to read your writing. Something right there.
Where are you guys out of? Danville?
Danville.
Yep. Do you have a preference on who you'd like to work with?
Not really. Either company, I think, is capable to complete this job, so I know people from both sides, you know, from both companies. Mm-hmm. So either way, it's...
I don't want to put you on the spot, but...
No, it's... No preference, really.
Did you reach out to both of these companies? Okay.
I had a third company, mm-hmm. and they were too busy to...
To care?
Not really to care, but to try and do the project in a timely manner.
Okay.
So I told them thank you, because... I mean, I understand because they're another small engineering firm as well. So
okay.
Actually, they're the company that's going to do the survey work out here.
Gotcha.
On the east side of town.
Gotcha. So. Are you comfortable with the qualifications of both companies?
Yes. You can. You guys want to talk about stuff that you guys worked on? You know, maybe that would help you. Side as well, so
I guess I can step up. You guys are probably familiar with Farnsworth Group. You guys worked in the past. We're new. We've been around for about 5 years now out of Danville. Probably our biggest client to date is Aqua, Illinois, Vermillion County. We've done I'd say probably 80-90% of all their engineering over the last 5 years, and that's all kinds of main replacements, distribution, permitting, some things that are very similar to this project. We've done this in other communities as well. Potomac, Illinois, Bismarck, Illinois, we work with Tilton. I'm just trying to think of other municipal clients that are similar size to you guys as well. Hoopston, we've done a lot of work with recently. I think all of these projects are well within our capabilities. We've got an expertise with this. I would venture to say that Farnsworth Group does as well. I mean, you see both our prices are very similar, and our cost estimates, I believe, for the construction are very similar. So if nothing else, you've got good comparable bids.
I said we give C2 a shot.
Okay, make a motion.
So the price for C2?
Here you go.
Yep.
$29,365.
Make a motion to go with C2 Engineering for $29,365 for the water project.
Second that.
Roll call.
Engineering.
Engineering, yes.
Sapo? Yes. Perry?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
King?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Okay. I guess we'll move on to the... I guess, Scott, since you want to say your piece? you said your piece on the police department stuff?
Okay. Really quick updates. I did get a note from Craig and Grunlow that the door hardware was on order last week,
and it will be here, they said, approximately 10 days, so I'm expecting them to do it next week. The dampers were done in the garage, so that should all be taken care of. And so really the only outstanding thing is the door hardware, and then we should be good to go. So with that, Grunlow submitted their last pay request to me, and I have it right here. I recommend approving it, and I can give you the amount.
$57,919.47.
Oh, yeah, right. It's on there. Yep. So that's it.
So that'll be a change order, right? The door?
It's already incorporated in this. You guys voted on that last time.
Yes, yeah, you're correct.
All right. Need a motion for last pay request. You know that's not going to happen.
I said we wait till next meeting when they got everything done.
Looks for me. All in favor of tabling it? Okay. This is tabled. You get to see this one more time.
Okay.
Scott, were you able to look at the mileage?
Yes.
Awesome.
I am actually reviewing that with our accounting department Thursday, I believe. And since it had already been paid, what we're going to do is just credit you, I guess, for lack of a better term.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Do you think that'll be ready by the next meeting?
It should be.
Okay.
When's the next meeting?
16.
I don't see why
not. Great. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Any more questions for Farnsworth? Either side. Okay. Cool. Yeah. You guys are welcome to stay for this riveting meeting, or you can take off either way.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Yep.
All right. Treasurer's report.
Any questions on payroll, bills, profit and loss statement?
When does our GFI service agreement get renewed?
When does it expire?
Yes.
I do not know.
Can you check with them on that?
I can.
Because I'm then going to email you. I think we can lower that bill by lowering our service agreement black and white copies down from 6,000 when we're only doing at most 2,000 on most months.
If you look at the Watts proposal,
I saw that.
what was their black and white limit?
Black and white is 12. Well, it's 1.2 cents.
Because they explained to me that most companies just do a standard. This is the number of black and whites included, and then we increase as needed if you need that. So we can definitely look into the GFI and talk about that at a later time if that's necessary.
Let's see if Watts could lower the color price to maybe 5.4 cents per copy. And I imagine you guys don't print too much in color.
Oddly enough, most applications default to color. No matter what I do to change it, every time I print, I have to go and select black and white. Even if it's just a black and white page, something like this without the highlighter, it will default to color and count as one of our color copies.
Right.
So unless everybody's very diligent in changing their setting every time they print to black and white, then...
I can come over and change your default settings to black and white on all computers in that building.
Okay.
So that so that's your default, and then you have to consciously choose color. But the number of color copies on some of these Watts bills, on these GFI bills, I'm like, why are we printing 1,000 pages of color and still doing the almost the same amount in black and white?
Right.
But
no, the water bills do print in color,
right?
Because they have colored lettering on there,
right.
So that's gonna be a bulk of our.
But there's four on a sheet, limit. Right?
Yes.
Okay. Do we need color on it?
We'll see if we can change that.
All right. I don't have any other questions about those.
25 pages a month for just water.
Yeah.
Any more questions on the bills?
I make a motion to pay the bills as presented.
There you go. I second.
Pepo?
Yes.
Carey?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
King?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
I think we just have one sewer credit. When sewer credit for 605 East Larman for $132.67. They had a water pipe in their backyard break.
I make a motion to grant sewer credit for $130.67 to Kingston 605 East Larman.
And a second.
Pepo?
Yes.
Carey?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
King?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
We're going to skip D and put that off until next meeting. It's done, but it needs, the person hasn't been notified yet.
Oh, that D. Not new business D.
Oh, no, that's not for yet. I need approval of minutes now.
I make a motion to approve the December 5th regular session minutes. Regular session minutes and the December 28th special meeting minutes.
Second.
Pepo?
Yes.
Carey?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
King?
Yes. Same.
Stuber?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to approve the executive session meeting minutes from December 19th and the special meeting executive session minutes from December 20th.
Any second?
I second.
Perfect.
Pepo?
Yes.
Carey?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
King?
Stang.
Stuber?
Yes.
I love how we're getting caught up in executive session stuff. How are you doing the past ones? You know, the fast one. All right, old business. I don't really have anything for old business right now.
Yeah.
Anything? You don't have to stick around if you want to. And this meeting's riveted. Riveting.
Trust me. I've been through some more. I like to hear what else is going on.
All right, for new business, liquor licenses. Does anybody have a chance to look at liquor licenses? I meant to send it out to everybody again. I didn't.
Then no.
Well, you guys all got it like 2 years ago, or a year ago.
That's
and actually not that long ago. Whenever I took office, I sent it out to everybody. That's interesting. Jared sent his suggestions in.
If it was that long ago you sent them out, I'd have to look at it again.
Anyway, it's been a while. I will send it out again. I meant to send them all out to everybody again, or to remind everybody, and I did not do it. So, do you have a copy of the bill? Yes, sir.
I'll send a couple of other community ones that would be pretty okay.
That would be great.
Mail it to you tomorrow, and then you can just...
And then put them all together, yeah. The only problem I have with the top one on here, the 6-foot high fence would be horrible at it'll do. That's the outdoor.
That's what it is. That's
I know that's what it is.
It's there right now.
Yeah.
It's 4 foot, is what I said. Just 4 foot long, it's permanent. So, like, no snow fence.
Oh, you said 6 on here.
Remember. I think 6 foot was enough.
Oh, 6 foot was a thing?
Yeah.
And you're saying changing it to 4?
Change it to 4.
Okay, I didn't read the italics. It was italics. It was like I skipped right over it. Which I know we shouldn't do it just place by place, but that blind people when they're trying to get out of that parking lot and filling up gas.
Well, actually, that's what I was thinking of them and even when they trackside tried it. That fence is just an eyesore.
Yeah, I don't like the fence at all. So I agree.
Especially trying to see south by it too. It's hard enough now to see traffic coming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think he gets a pretty good lunch and supper crowd. All right, so we'll get that all sent out. Hopefully tomorrow. The Watts coffee thing, coffeeer. The coffee machine at the main office is eating paper. Did they ever fix that?
They've been out 3 times. It's still not fixed. We thought it could be cheap paper. We bought expensive paper. Not expensive, but normal.
Is that their machine or our machine?
We own the machine. We have a service contract with them.
Okay. So the coffee machine on here is for the police department, and for us. I think it's going to be in this room, kept in here.
Yeah. It's strange because it can only be on one network at a time. So okay. If it's on the Board of Trustees network for board meetings, then the cops can't print to it. And if it's on the cop one, then we can't print to it. So there's some finagliness to how to work that. And the chief would have to either invite someone into his police Wi-Fi network or it would have to be in here and the cops would have to jump the network.
Do we really need it on the network that much? Most of the time if we have something to copy, it's...
Yeah, we're just copying it.
Just copying.
They don't have a Wi-Fi on the copy machine itself where we can just hop on the Wi-Fi of the copy machine?
The copy machine does not generate its own Wi-Fi network.
Because I know Rick has
without cost. It's $325 extra dollars.
Really? Because I know Rick's copier in there. He used to have a copy machine that I could hop on. It was just open. And you could just get on it and print off on the...
So the ultimate question is whether it would be worth that bid amount or quote amount to have a copy machine available during board meetings. There's opportunities to go cheaper, kind of Staples or Best Buy level copy machines that could be substantially cheaper.
But then they usually don't come with service agreements.
Right.
How much was the service agreement?
$288 a year.
And they'll come fix it for that too?
They fix it and supply toner.
They supply everything but paper. Does it staple?
I did not ask that.
Does it have a finisher on it?
I believe so.
It has
this is a smaller version of their full size Kyocera. So basically smaller trace on it.
Have we gotten bids from other vendors?
We did not ask any other vendors for bids. Essentially, someone encountered Watts at their day job and said, hey, go talk to the village. You might need something PD. And he came out, asked if he could submit a bid for it. We weren't actively seeking a copier.
I would suggest getting two more quotes anyway, just to kind of...
real happy with the people that are doing our office one, though. Because they...
Laser's Edge.
Laser's Edge, okay. Because they... it's still unfixed, and we can't... you can't email from it anymore. It just kind of stopped working. And you... so...
I'm with Ryan. I'm getting additional bids.
That's
good.
With this. Dixon, R.K. Dixon is another one that's doing a lot right now in this area.
One of them just got bought out. I didn't watch them just got bought out by one of the bigger companies.
And this quote is for here, yeah. They might get a cheaper rate even if you get combined two of them.
Yeah. And that's not a bad idea, because if yours is not working, that thing's been there at least 10 years.
When I started a year and a half ago, Nicole had told me it was about a 5-year-old machine.
I think it's been there longer than that. Okay. I don't know for sure. It just seems like it's always been
they
there.
They can tell you that.
I don't remember
ever
getting in it ever since I've been on it.
And I think it's been there for a long time.
Actually, the service agreement tells you when it was started. I think it says 2012
for GFI.
Mm-hmm.
When does how long does Scott's machine last on average?
We at my previous employer had one that was doing 10,000 pages a month, lasted over 10 years.
Wow.
So, but it was purchased by that employer prior to GFI buying the business. But
okay.
What's the service agreement? Is there any language to it on what they are supposed to fix? And
For Watts?
To me, if we have a service agreement, they should be fixing what's not working on it. And if that's the case, if they're not, then you know they're not abiding by their service agreement. We shouldn't be paying them that monthly fee until they do get it fixed.
What I can do is essentially anytime it screws something up, I'll have them come out and service it.
If it's not doing the emails and stuff, that's part of it too. So,
if we do estimates or proposals from the other providers, what's the main? Are we still thinking desktop copier here as the primary concern that we're talking about? Just like the Watts proposal, or as close to that as possible. So they're going to go different brands. So you're going to have Canon, you're going to have
Xerox.
And there can be substantial price differences just based on brand and capabilities.
Right. Why desktop? Why was the desktop one suggested
for
here?
The desktop was requested here. It's basically going to be used in this room, mm-hmm. so that it can be easily moved out of the room in the event that the police were conducting training in here that could damage it.
Well, not the full size one for here.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that it needs to be in this room, though. When they had their computers back there, it doesn't make sense to come out of the locked area to come in here to get whatever you printed.
The other concern was that the chief did not want to grant non-police staff access to the secured area of the building simply for a copier. So he wants that to remain secured even from non-police staff. I don't know if the board members have access back there.
Three board members have access to the police department.
He's very adamant.
You gotta
give
me access to that.
Okay, two board members have access to the police department.
Also, the chief needs to realize that he decides that too, not him.
Yeah.
And they're going to need it more than we will. So it really should be back there.
I can't do that right now. No, doing something else.
Right.
My mind.
I'm fine with you asking for desktop from all of the other people you reach out to. Okay. But ask them, you know, you're not getting the desktop over there. You may get a better price getting two of the same size machines. That one can do more than this one over here. That's just all in the accessories that you get on it. This one over here doesn't need as many paper trays as that one would, or as many options of sizes of paper in the trays. But, I mean, if we're needing to, I'd say, see what you can do getting something that's comparable in size for both of them.
And they're going to need a copy machine over here. For right. Simple fact, you make copies of, not a lot. I mean, I bet they use probably less than 4,000 copies a year.
Well, my thought process with requesting a desktop as well was with just the digital age, we're printing less and less, we're copying less
right.
and less, we're doing a lot of digital files.
Right.
And nothing has come to, I mean, the chief, the officers individually, none of them have said anything about having an issue using the printers that they currently have. They always like a bigger machine at the village office because it printed faster. So
it would make better copies.
Yeah.
When you're actually copying.
Okay. So my hope was that the high page count per minute, the things they typically get with larger machines, would simply be unnecessary due to.
And you're still getting like 35 pages per minute on that one on the bed.
So I'll seek out more proposals from these other providers for the desktop. I'll talk to GFI about fixing our current machine. Big machines like that tend to run $4,000 or $5,000 at least. And I hope that that's not necessary. That's an expense that we can avoid. So at least kick the can down the road a little bit.
Or at least we can push up till next appropriation.
I would rather that go into a water project than
yeah, I would too. Okay, any other questions? All right. The boiler proposal.
Boiler.
That's the big one.
Anyone's welcome to come to the village office, take a look at it. The big thing is, and I'm not saying that because I want a new boiler. My recommendation would be to kick the can down the road, see if we can get another season out of this one, and next appropriations plan for replacing it. There's a water inlet pipe that is very, very, very rusted. The burner itself is also quite rusted, and what was described to me as should be a very sharp blue flame. It's orange and dances all over the place, indicating the burner's rusted out and not quite functioning the way it should or sufficiently efficient.
Do you have carbon monoxide detectors over there, right?
That's what he's. I hope so.
You better work.
There was a gas leak that was repaired on it last year. That's why we have this service contract with Castle. The gentleman that did the inspection was highly recommended by a previous board member, and I believe someone else that. Jamie? No. But he's one of the few guys that repairs and installs boilers in Central Illinois.
I wouldn't mind seeing a bid just to put a conventional furnace in there, not a boiler unit.
Would you have to run ducts and all that stuff?
There's ducts run everywhere, a little bit downstairs, but nothing, nothing major.
Ideas? You're the two hosts that keep working on it.
Because for $8,400, you should be able to come
furnace in there
close to that.
I didn't know about it until the guy was down there. He's like, "Is there something wrong with it? Well, I'm giving you a price." Okay.
Can they replace that burner?
I asked him about replacement, and he said, "Technically, you can, yes, but the system is incredibly old." His strong recommendation is a full replacement, and that it's not too good a sale of a replacement, which is
a subjective
statement. But
I just wonder how much it was cost you to replace a burner
and the inlet pipe.
We had asked him that about the gas leak that we had last year that he repaired. He indicated that a boiler of that age doesn't have, so when the pilot light goes out, modern equipment will kick off the gas. our boiler system does not have that. It has a manual light switch that you actually have to flick off to cut the gas off. I asked him what it would take to retrofit that. He said it's not feasible at all. So he was kind of hinting that you're going to need a new system last year when he fixed the gas leak.
Mm-hmm. He did say that was about probably a 40-year-old.
How old?
40.
It was probably original.
Probably, yeah. That's Woody. He grew up in the house, didn't he?
Grandma's.
Might be older than 40. Why don't we...
I do like the idea of looking at a conventional furnace.
Get us a couple bids.
Yeah,
we already have gas in there. Get a gas furnace.
So you get three bids for that, quotes for that, too.
Crazy.
That happened at my previous employer.
That's what we did all day today because our furnace was out of work.
That happened at my previous employer too, and that didn't last very long.
Some of our space heaters caught fire in the office. So no, you're not going to be able to do that.
There's one there to manually light it.
We had the gas leak last year. It was about 3 days later before they came out and fixed it. So we had the whole.
That's what's doing. It's just kicking it off.
And I brought in space heaters.
Yeah. Do what you gotta do, right?
Because those are 4 cents. Easy.
So that's why the power bill spiked.
All right. Review approval of the ordinance amending the village personnel policy to prohibit sexual harassment. Man, I can't even talk.
Speak.
I know. Like,
so everybody have a chance. Received a memo from IML that went out to all the municipalities that said, hey, you've got to pass this, and here's a model ordinance, and adopt it by January 15th. And then I sent out a little memo to all my communities that said, we'll take a look at this. Don't get too excited yet. So I looked at the statute, and it does apply to all governmental units. And it has a requirement that certain things be in your policy. There's a lot, but I'd say a third of our communities have policies in place already. But the statute wants you to have certain things that are citing what laws someone's breaking if they are doing this kind of thing. Process on who someone who has a complaint should file a complaint with, because their supervisor may be the person that's the problem. Some things like that. And so basically all I did is I took the IML ordinance, matched up with our existing ordinances, and then fixed the parts of the personnel policy that would need to match up to what the new requirements are. The statute is a directive, and that just means we're being told that we have to do this by January 15th. It doesn't say what happens if we don't follow the directive, so there's not an official penalty for it, but my strong recommendation is we do this and get it checked off the list.
Do we have to have the employee's manual included with it?
Yes, because if we don't, then your personnel policy is, in my opinion, going to be in conflict with your ordinance.
Well, the reason I'm asking is they're charging us per page and codification. This is 40 pages.
Oh.
reduce font size.
Well, also, I mean, we can knock off all the cover letters, too. Because you always put a cover on the ordinance to make them all pretty.
Oh, codification won't do that part. They just take the ordinance part and then put it into your system. So,
that's what I
want. You know, my cover page doesn't cost you. The reason that you have my cover page is you got a choice of either putting the whole ordinance in Christine's paper.
Or the cover page.
Or publishing it in pamphlet form. So just taking the silly ordinance and slapping that cover page on the top makes it pamphlet form.
Okay.
So that's why you get stuck with that.
Of course, it didn't exist 5 years ago.
All right, so I need a motion.
I make a motion to approve ordinance 2018-01. An ordinance mending the village personnel policy to prohibit sexual harassment.
All right.
Need a second?
No, it's strict.
Buffo?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Miller? King?
Yes.
Schumer?
Yes.
I tell you what, I was putting that wizard up so far.
All right. Anything to cover on the nuisance? Where are we at on nuisance property?
They have until Fridays before I send them all tomorrow.
Awesome. Okay. This night, do we have a slightly special event? Special events in the middle of winter. Anything for the good of the order? No. We did have one complaint about snow plowing. And he called, and the roads were actually decent when he called. So, but he got mad at me and hung up. So.
I heard one as well from a past employee. And when I came in Sunday morning, our streets were better than Route 45 and the counties.
So. Well, I actually drove to Sullivan several times, and usually I compare this town to Sullivan's when I'm there. Yeah. And your roads are better than Sullivan's. So.
We have been using a lot more salt this year.
Which is great.
So,
but now it's so cold, salt's not going to do much.
Mm-hmm. A little, but not much. Yeah.
They were out on Christmas Eve, and they were out on New Year's Eve working. We had crews on both, trying to get roads cleared for the holidays. So shout
out to
those
bank's
guys.
Pretty slick right now.
What's that?
In front of the bank. Just FYI.
The bad thing is, it's
I don't know. You throw some sand on it or something, if that'll help.
We did some of that.
Sunday. I'm not complaining. I'm just letting you know. So I just right through it coming here.
Generally, after snow this last winter, after every flake of snow that fell, our office would receive concerns and complaints about the conditions of the roads and the lack of salt, lack of sand. I have not received a single complaint, and a couple of individuals, when they would call about other concerns, have actually mentioned that they're pretty happy that the maintenance crews are taking care of roads rather than doing other things, like understanding priorities. Someone called about a Christmas tree pickup, let them know that the guys were trying to maintain our roadways and then look at the Christmas trees when they can.
Yes, that's something you put in the paper, Christine, when you're putting our notes and stuff in there. Mm-hmm. We are doing Christmas tree pickup as time allows, or they can bring them to the village hall and pile them up there like normal. We had several people
you can grab it
that
from
we
the website.
Said that we weren't doing it this year. There's some miscommunication, and our guys are going to do it. It's been a little cold, and so they'll get them as they're cruising.
Wednesday when we get that heat wave.
Yeah.
And it all melts off.
Right.
Can we just have every Christmas extra dumpsters? So, usually I mentioned something and I forgot this year.
Well, they brought in one, and that kind of alleviated a little bit, but it was still pretty packed.
Yeah.
So I've brought in stuff periodically from my own house just after work, and there's always space in at least one of the dumpsters currently.
There's a dig.
So after the extra one that the mayor directed us to have exchanged.
But you were correct. Completely correct on that. And that's why we did it.
We'll plan ahead.
And it was like $100 maybe?
I think he said 70 to 100.
So under $100 for an extra one. So we could have, I almost thought about doing another one if, depending on how things worked out. But it seemed to kind of alleviate a little bit.
I did notice today there was a Christmas tree in the dumpster, a fake Christmas tree in the dumpster, a recycled bin. So.
Yeah. Awesome. Someone's going to have to look to do some camera.
Anyone want a Christmas tree?
It's recyclable,
I'd get hung at home if I have another fake Christmas tree.
We need one for the front here. That would look really pretty.
We were going to decorate the plants out there, but I thought that might be in poor taste.
Oh, I think it'd be great. All right, anything else? Do we have anything for executive session? Anything? Yes? No?
What you had on the executive session minutes, did that get accomplished?
I don't know what's on executive session minutes.
I don't know if I can say it or not.
What color?
The yellow?
No, the evaluation.
We could go to executive session real quick, cause if you want.
It'll just be real quick.
Okay. All right, I need a motion to go to executive session.
I'll make a motion to go to executive session.
Need a second?
I'll second it.
Wait, you have to state why.
Oh.
For the consideration, for the limited purpose of discussing the hiring, performance, compensation, and or employment of one or more village employees.
I'll second it.
Popo?
Yes.
Harry?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
King?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.